that?
What do you call peas and beets and things like that?
Vegetables.
Okay. Do you have another name depending on whether you raise them at home or bought them in a market?
Well, grew them myself, homemade.
What would you call them if you grew them?
Raised, I'm fine, raised myself.
Small plot near the house where you might grow vegetables would call what?
Patch, vegetable.
Okay. What's particularly southern food that's often serviced with sausage and eggs? It's made out of ground corn, boiled. What do you call it? It's made out of, what do you call a dish made out of whole grains of corn after bleaching the outside cover of it?
I'm making that one. Green corn?
Well, like in the north, if you would have, sometimes you'd go to breakfast.
Oh, you get my bread?
Now, there's another kind of, what's made out of?
Hominy?
What's the difference between hominy and grits?
They're bigger.
Well, hominy's bigger?
Yeah.
Is it the same stuff or what?
I don't think it's the same stuff.
What's hominy made out of?
It's the same thing.
Oh, they're both made out of corn. But there's one just bigger lumps.
I think so.
Yeah, you know, a grits person, I can tell.
I love grits. I'm not a hominy.
Oh, well, you know, it's some difference. But it's not, they don't taste different, huh?
Well, I just don't eat it.
What's the staple food of the Chinese and Japanese?
Bamboo shoots. Butter sesame.
What else? The food that they always eat.
Of course.
The little white stuff, starch.
Cow peas.
It's a grain that we raise sometimes in Louisiana, too, in Arkansas. Texas.
Potatoes?
Sometimes you serve it instead of potatoes.
Right. Okay.
Do you know the expression splow? What are some names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages? Suppose it's not a very high quality. It's made under unsanitary conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other names for that?
White Lightning.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
When something cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you say just it. Just.
Smell thing?
But just what?
The aroma? I don't
know. No, I'm saying it makes a good impression on your nostril. That's a weird way of putting it. But
oh,
you say just it.
Just smell it?
Just smell it?
I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm just saying you might say, quote, just, you're telling me. You smell
it. Smell is great. Yeah.
Right.
Smells good.
Okay. You crush the cane and you boil it to make what?
Sugar.
What else might you?
Crush the cane and boil it.
Mm-hmm. You made sugar, and what else? You make it black or dark brown sometimes.
Molasses.
Okay. And you might say molasses thick.
Thick as molasses.
Or you might say, if you're saying that, indicating that they have a quality of thickness, you would say the molasses. Just thick?
Is that what I'm saying? That might be something as thick as molasses.
Okay. All right, if you said molasses are thick, molasses is thick?
Molasses is thick. Molasses.
What do you call the sweet, sticky substance that you put on your pancakes?
Sure.
Okay. Are there other names that distinguish syrup from molasses? Are there other kinds of things you can think of? Kind of sweetening.
Mm-hmm. Maple syrup.
Is there what other kind of syrup besides maple syrup?
Well, there's whatever yellow label is. Not syrup, really. You can have honey.
But you just said maple syrup. Is there some other kind of syrup besides maple syrup?
I don't know. Whatever yellow label is.